Serving American forces overseas, this is the Far East.
Mills of the Mills Brothers. Right here on the G.O. Music Guy Show, and we have some surprises here again today. A lot of goody things going to happen. I don't know if the story lady will be by today or not. Jerry Cosgrove is roaming around with his very remote unit, and we'll see where he's located. Right now, this is Mariano Marino, and a very popular instrumental these days called The 25th Hour. Marino and the 25th Hour, song recorded after the event actually occurred, of course. Well, if we're all set, we'll switch controls right now out to devastating Jerry Cosgrove, somewhere in the city. Come in, Jer.
Glittering lights, lots of tinsel, hand-painted day-glow ties that say Hollywood and Vine. And Jerry Cosgrove here in front of Grauman's Chinese Theater to witness actor Sidney M. Fingerman take his place beside the other show business immortals by placing his footprints in the cement. Proceed, Mr. Fingerman.
Okay, Jerry. Here goes. Oh, gee, I should have worn shoes with thicker soles on them. Oh, I can't seem to do it, Jerry. My feet just aren't powerful enough to penetrate anything as hard as cement.
That's too bad, Mr. Fingerman. And so, his chance at immortality gone forever. Sidney M. Fingerman and I, Jerry Cosgrove, return you to our main studios.
Want to stay here and love you. Steve and Edie wailing away. That was a big tune back in 1963. Here on the Music Guy Show with G.O., remember, if you'd like to hear any particular goodie, drop us a note. Music Guy Gary Owens, Armed Forces Radio and Television Service, Hollywood, California, 90038. And we'll do what we can for you. Say, do you know when the first printed ballots made their appearance in America? February 15, 1799. Printed ballots were authorized by an act which set up the general elections in Pennsylvania. Section 10 of the Act provided that every voter may deliver written or printed tickets. The ballots prepared by the different political parties were known as best pocket tickets. And although they were listed only the names of the individual party candidates, the ballots were an indication of the importance of elections. Based on the democratic principle, the foundation of authority is in the full consent of the people. Little note for you on citizenship today. Right now, let's sneak over here to the music room again. Jackie DeShannon. I'll never forget what Jackie told me the first time we met back in 1959. She said, "Get your hands away from me or I'll call the police." And here she is now, Me About You. Oh, the great Jackie DeShannon, and that's Me About You. Well, I was just looking over some things we got in the mail here today. Carl Bob, our freelance mailman, dropped by, brought me the world's largest pressed fern collection over here. And, oh, this is an interesting book. I don't know if you've seen this yet. 32 Substitutes for a Tongue Depressor, written by an old doctor friend of mine. Let's see, we'll put this over here.
There we are.
My bronze plaque proclaiming I was the best sport in the seventh grade. Put this over here.
There we are.
And let me see. Somebody sent me a note here. Dear Gary Owens, be sure and write to your favorite gas and oil company and request they change your credit card number every 1,000 miles. All right, I'll do that. Let's see. Oh, and look what this is. This is a new record by Raymond Lafave and his band of renown. And it's called La La La, and it goes like so. Raymond Lafave and La La La. That must have a subtitle, but I have forgotten it, fortunately. I don't know what it is. Whatever he does in the last couple of years has turned out very, very commercial. Soul Coaxin' was the one before this. Incidentally, toward the end of the program, I may have another special announcement for you, so stand by. This is Andy Williams and another memory flogger, the old Bye-Bye Blues. Bye-bye Blues, Andy Williams on the G.O. Music Guy program. Andy gave me this neat thing for a birthday present, which, of course, was this week.
Thank you.
I see, I'd like to show it to you. It's a watch fob that fobs for 24 hours without winding. Awfully nice of Andy and Claudine Longer. Oh, I lost my part again there. The Alan Copeland Singers on the Music Guy Gary Owens program, and last of the big-time line walkers for you. Let's see if we can conquer this sound over here. Beautiful sounds from Antonio Carlos Lobim, the headlight instructor and adjuster here at Armed Forces Radio. All right, thank you, Antonio. And wave. Okay, I will. How do you like that? I've got several things I wanted to show you here today, and I can't find them. Oh, yes. Here it is. I'll put this up on the bulletin board over here.
There we go.
Remind me about that in a few moments when we travel with Dionne Warwick, and we'll find the way to San Jose. Over the rostrum of the Memorial Amphitheater in the Arlington National Cemetery are these words: when we assumed the soldier, we did not lay aside the citizen. So whether we're in civilian clothes or in the military uniform of the United States, none of us should forget the right guaranteed to us in the 15th and 19th Amendments to our Constitution. The right of the citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude or sex. This right to vote forms an important page in your political history. The way to San Jose.
I sure do. Flunk out of Stanford and USC and UCLA and University of California.
College guy told me that joke, and I hit him, of course, because I had once gone to San Jose. Dionne Warwick, and that is a big tune. Burt Bacharach and Hal David wrote that, as they've written so many hit songs these days. What was the old gag about Carnegie Hall? I can remember that. There is an anti-joke out right now. The old one used to be,
"Hey, baby, you know how to get to Carnegie Hall?"
And the other guy would say,
"Yeah, practice."
But now that's been changed. Now it's an anti-joke joke where the first guy says, "Hey.
Hey, baby, you know how to get to Carnegie Hall?"
And the other guy says,
"Yeah, you go down two blocks and turn right."
It only works if you're in New York, though, which I'm not right now, of course. And which you're not right now, of course. Let's go take a sneak over here, shall we? To the Paul Moriarty department of the Music Guy Show. This is a sequel to Love is Blue, and what was his other big hit? Black is Black. This is called Love in Every Room. Love in Every Room, Paul Moriarty. I'm just looking over some things in my mailbox here. There's a mouse. Here's a cheese sandwich. And here's a note Pliny the Elder once wrote to a friend and said, quote, "I have not time to write you a short letter, therefore I send you a long one." Obviously the Groucho Marx of the Roman Empire. I feel like listening to some great sounds here today. I don't know about you, but I'm going to pull up a chair right now and face the radio very closely and listen to Sergio Mendes in Brazil 66. And this is The Look of Love. Herbie Alpert fans, stand by, because Herbie and the TJB are waiting in the wings. Wing, wing. Just a moment. Hello? Oh, yes, it's me. I'm wanted on the phone. I'll be right back. In the meantime, here's Frank Sinatra on the Music Guy Show, and I can't believe I'm losing you. Hello, Herbie? Oh, yes, I'll be right there.
I'm losing you.
I just can't believe I'm losing you. I just can't believe I'm losing hair. My gosh, look at this. There it is. I can always buy a toupee and put it on upside down and go as a bird's nest to the next masquerade party we're having here at Armed Forces Radio.
It was a very good year. This portion of Gary Owen's Music Guy is being brought to you by the makers of Festoon Pops, an amazing new cereal that makes a whole bunch of funny noises when you add milk and sugar. I'll tell you more about it on the next program, if I'm still here. Hello.
Furtively sneak in here today and present another amazing Music Guy show with G.O. This is Gary Owens, by day a 97-pound weakling, but by night a 98-pound weakling. Almost classical here as we start another dreaded Music Guy show with G.O. That was Ronnie Cole at the piano and his orchestra. Well, this is Garish, and as I mentioned earlier, we're going to have a lot of fun here again today. Not too much happened since the last time my lovely secretary, Blanche Guberman, was completely devoured by a Venus flytrap that we had out in the lobby. But other than that, the usual things occurred, and this is one of them, an unusual, usual thing. Great sound. Marcos Valley, and a trip to Pepino Beach, like so. Strikes again, and Pepino Beach. Buddy Merrill will be upcoming. Peter Nero has one of the grooviest piano albums ever. Anita Kerr in the Anita Kerr Singers will be here with Happiness from Charlie Brown. Mort Garson may be along. Louis Armstrong, Vicky Carr will be here. Ted Heath, The Collage, and A Partridge in a Pear Tree. So stick around. Also, we'll have another of our favorite movie scenes for you. Let's go back here now to Buddy Merrill, who plays a mean guitar, but it's getting nicer every day. Sweet September.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. I've got to go because the record's over. So long. Oh, I don't know, a movie actor here in Hollywood who phones me nearly every day. A wonderful person, but he hasn't had the best of luck. His last picture was New Faces in 1927. I hope he finds something very soon. That was Peter Nero and Windy, a hit made popular by the Association. Oh, I wanted to show you this. Carl Bob, our freelance mailman, brought by a whole bunch of goodies again today. Thanks so much for the mail. It's very reassuring.
There we are. There we go.
This is a special alarm clock that a guy sent me. And let me see if I can work it up here.
There we are.
It goes off, but it doesn't ring and make a lot of noise. It's for people who don't have a job. You put it next to your bed right over there like that. See? See? Nothing happens. Maybe that isn't a good idea. Let's see. That was going to be happiness from Charlie Brown, but it wasn't, and it was also a good happiness. I guess there are a number of songs with the title of happiness, and there should be. The Anita Kerr Singers, that's from their new LP. Incidentally, we have a further report on the missing disc jockey contest here at Armed Forces Radio, the one that we're holding in Hollywood right now. We received word that Arnold Fungman, Arnold, of course, was last seen somewhere in the vicinity of Sunset and Gower. Now, if you're listening to this someplace else, it really doesn't matter that much, but I thought I'd fill you in. Arnold should be very easy to spot because he's very tall and very skinny, and he's wearing a white raccoon coat, which makes him look exactly like a 6'2" pipe cleaner. So if you see him, tell him he's supposed to come back here and start working.
American forces overseas, this is the Far East.